Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keeping the Girl. I am your host, Karen. And as always, y'all know, I'm not by myself. It's me and 100% Morad.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here. Let's get to recapping.
Yes, let's get to recapping. Y'all know that we cannot do this without the stars of the show. The reason that you are a KATG premium subscriber, Keith and Hemda, how are y'all doing?
Hey. Oh, thanks for having us again. It's really nice to be reinvited. You know, you kind of feel like I must have done something right the last time because here I am again. Thank you, guys.
Yay! It's always good. Y'all are two of my favorite people.
All right.
Ooh.
And you two had a pretty busy week this week.
Thank you for noticing.
Yes. I it's a big thing. We kind of keep up with you. That's our thing. That's what we do. Kind of watch what you do. You know, so for me and Roderick, this week, I do want to share something about our week this week.
Please.
We got to go to see the Marvel Museum at the Discovery Place here in Charlotte.
Yeah, the Marvel Cinematic Universe Museum. They have like all these different exhibits, all the costumes and like stuff, the props from the movies. And
yes, the costumes that they actually wore during
history,
the
history. You can like, you know.
Temporary thing, or this is a museum that's, is it like in and out like a carnival? Or
so it's temporary in that it's a moving exhibit. It's been several other places around the U.S. This is either the last stop, but it's definitely the only southeastern stop in the United States. So if you're in the south, if you hear the sound of my voice and you're somewhere close to being able to drive to Charlotte, I say take the day off.
It's worth the trip. It'll be here till September.
Yeah, spend some time. If that's, you got kids or just you're a kid at heart, you're a nerd, enjoy it, man. It's so fun and it's so awesome.
30 equals kid at heart. I get it now.
Okay. Yes, and some things about it that I really want to point out is that it's an upcharge. Because we Discovery Place is like our local, almost like y'all natural museum of science up there. It's kind of like that. You come, you know, they kids do the tours and all that stuff. But this is like a separate thing that you have to upcharge. So the kids, because, you know, the school system ain't going to pay for all them kids to come in there. So they be like, here's the $5 tickets to Discovery Place. Go see the aquariums and whatever, kids. We're not paying the extra money for the Marvel shit. And so you don't have to worry about random kids floating through there screaming and hollering all that shit because the school system ain't gonna pay for the kids to upcharge.
Did you make something so sad that these kids can't go to their favorite shit because the government won't pay for it? And you're like, and that's why they won't be there getting in your way. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm just saying, for people that are like don't like crowds, like I'm trying to consider those people. And also what you also do is going through the week. Don't do Saturdays and Sundays. Go through the week. We went through the week in the middle of the day where we know the kids was going to be there on the field trips. So it's like a ton of children running around, but you can kind of go in a separate place. And I don't even think it was 20 of us in there. And like literally, it was like all adults and one infant. Everybody else was grown, geeking out, watching, taking their time, oohing and
on. Something so big about Marvel, right? Like, I don't know that they started off targeting adult human beings. It seemed like they didn't, but so many people got into reading because of it. Like their parents couldn't get, like, I think that's a big one of the transition into it. And so many people like live in this universe via the movies and the comics and whatever and have this in common and get along with each other and like all this shit. It says so much that you can fill a museum with essentially a cartoon character, let's say.
Yeah. That's what it is.
With grown adults who live their lives, pay their taxes, go to work, like all this shit.
Life and being an adult fucking sucks. It's stressful. It sucks. It's a lot of responsibility. So if you can find something that gives you fucking joy, love it. Who gives a fuck what it is? Love it. And it, like, this is how I feel. Love it and enjoy it.
She's going to get more mad at you.
Yeah. Just love it.
Start loving something.
you better put some joy in your life, like, because it's so much depressing shit out there. So for me, it was one of the things where if you are somebody like me and Roderick consume Marvel at two different ways. He is a comic book reader. I am not a comic book reader. I read comic books, but a lot of the stuff is new to me, even though it's old. So my introduction to Marvel has been like through the movies. So my comic book is like the movies. So all like the costumes of all like the MCU stuff, the Disney Plus stuff, that's my jam. But I had just as much fun as Roderick did knowing all that history shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling people, even though you go, I don't read the comic books, it don't matter. You're going to geek out just like me when you see my Captain America in the real outfit that he wore. And you see the Black Panther with the real outfits that like they actually had on their bodies and like the shield and like Spider-Man outfits, like the real Spider-Man outfits. Like, and it was cool to like recognize like people and their costumes and the X-Men and all that shit. Like,
and who owns Marvel? He could just walk through the museum just going like dollar signs, dollar signs, dollar signs.
Yes.
And they're just like floating in dollar signs.
Yes.
And again, like, hey, find your joy. I like your motivational speech. You better fucking find joy or anger.
Life will beat it out of you. Find your joy.
You will either find your joy or you will swim in your madness.
I think even if you're a hater, you should probably go. Like, if you hate Marvel stuff, you can go and be like, oh, that's the fucking MacGuffin, the Tesseract. That shit didn't really do nothing, you know? Oh, Loki, look at this. He wasn't even that good of a villain. I mean, oh, now he's a hero. Like, you could probably just spend 40 minutes in there hating, too. Like, go get your money. Go get your money's worth.
You know, this is one of those places where it's very difficult to be hating in the ignorance, because I didn't understand what you said. So you have to get a whole bunch of money from me first. Then I come over there to you being very well read about your subject and tear you apart from the inside.
Imagine
I know all the words.
Imagine your key.
Yes,
now think that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Think that same thing. He's going to go see the next shitty movie that he doesn't like. So that's why not go to the full place where all the shitty things are collected and like maybe mock the people in there. Like, look, oh, this motherfucker's impressed. Really?
Really?
I like to think what
that's
I,
how fun is for Keith, you know, parents fun.
That's his joy. See, yeah, find your fun.
Right, you're right. Oh, Find Your Fun by Karen Morrow. Who can't for finding joy? We are writing a lot today. All right, Keith, I'm sorry. There's a strike. I will stop. Go.
I like to think that I touch one of the clothing of one of these superheroes and I put bad vibes into it. When they have to wear the clothes again, they're like, I can feel something. Because energy does not get destroyed and blah blah blah, right?
Oh my god, you're right. That is the character. The only thing
that was missing was I wanted a small section dedicated to all the Marvel movies that aren't really Marvel movies that are just cash grab. He's the shit. Like, that should have just been like a little small, like, this is Morbius and Venom. Don't nobody fuck with them, but technically we gotta put it there.
I mean, it technically it is. Not really part of when we bought this.
They need a sorry about that segment.
Like, but there's police tape around them and they're all fucking each other like Team World Police.
Yeah. Can I just quickly say, first of all, you're right. Keith always knows what the fuck you're talking about in this universe. I'm like over here on Earth with a telescope going like, all right, you know, it's pretty, you know, it's nice. I like the sounds coming from your faces. Everyone sounds good, you know.
Aww.
But may I just tell Keith super quick that, you know, you're still a fan, even if you identify with the evil people. Like,
yeah, I'm a fanatic. Yes, I'm very fanatic on all this shit. Just that people are lying. Just that I said, "Hey,
you.
Hey, Newsy, how'd you like Guardians of the Galaxy 3?" He's like, "It was a movie and it kept me warm." And I was like, "Oh, okay. So you didn't like it? What?" I'm like, "What the fuck is happening here? You didn't like it? Oh my god! That's all. It's about honesty. And you would think with all these superheroes, the truth is important. But I guess that's DC and Superman.
Do you even sound like a villain? Like, that would be the dialogue. Be like, all you people think that you're telling the truth, but I.
that's one of their famous speeches. And the truth, I'm going to tell you right now, if DC did it, me and Roger would go to the fucking DC one too. Like we.
It wouldn't be nearly as fun, but I'd go.
But yeah.
Like, just like the movies. It wouldn't be nearly as good, but I would find myself there.
Oh yeah. My God. Karen is the superhero of joy. And she's like, I'm busy spreading joy. And Keith is like, I had joy. Okay. We're good. I don't understand why these things have to, and she's like, all right, bop you on the head. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
Ken is the popular person that makes villains. I'm like, oh, I didn't care for this movie. Are you mad? Are you mad? Are you mad or you're not mad? So if you weren't mad, how you mad? I'm like, that's it. Everybody's
I didn't even
dead.
See the movie and I'm laughing at you.
Yeah.
I think Keith should be the villain at the end of the exhibit, like when you go to the store to buy stuff, he's there talking you out of it and telling you you didn't really have a good time.
Yes.
I go, what does the office coloring books have to do with Marvel?
And then we get to use a dunk tank and like we get to throw something that he falls into a dunk tank, and that's how we're heroes when we leave. I'd pay extra for that.
But first, he not only like dismisses the things that you just bought, he knocks them out of your hands.
Yeah.
Behind you. It could be 1980 whenever Marvel wants.
No, whatever you buy, I show how it's cheaper on Amazon. Have a good day.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, somebody like me.
That's a villain.
Yeah, that's if somebody like
I want to throw that person in a dunk tank.
I would like that. Somebody like me would pick it up and be like, okay, because Roger laughed at me. And it was funny, though. I didn't realize my concept. We walked to the end. There is just like a big ass thing where I sell you all this expensive shit that you probably don't need. I say, that's how they get you. And you know what I said while I was saying that? While I was picking up that expensive ass shit. And Roderick was like, they didn't got you if you want to be got. I was like, yeah, I want to be got. But I want to fold my arms and pretend to be angry like everybody else right. while I turn around and be like, here is $60 worth of shit that I know I don't need. I'm the sucker that they make that shit for. So yes, Keith's job would be he would be busy smacking shit out of my hand, and I would just pick it up and be like, okay, I'm still gonna take my $4 gift bag that I purchased for no reason and walk out the door.
I would fold up your shirt and go, oh, $60 worth of shit I see.
Yes, he'd been reading the receipts.
Yeah. And I'm guessing you think you enjoyed that. Nice. Right.
Look how easily you fall into the character. This is quite good.
He could do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, and you paid $25 for parking.
Right. This is the one thing the exhibit is missing is a actual villain to make me a hero. I think we've just made their thing better.
Yeah, and Keith would actually make the sales go up because you know you're going to have some nerve. I'll show you, villain. Yeah.
Like,
I'll buy two books.
Whatever you buy, he'll... Because he does know the universe enough to shit on it. So you could be like, oh, man, I'm going to get this Ant-Man thing. He's like, oh, that's nice. And Quantumania is a piece of shit, though, right? That'll be $75.
Anything you buy, I tell you a plot hole.
Yeah.
But why?
So you got his powers from eating a plant? That makes sense to you?
Interesting. But he didn't turn 5 years older. All right, anyway. There you go.
Oh my God. I think I'm onto something. You see, I learned about all this stuff by osmosis just being here because, you know, people say I'm a good listener. I'm also a not listener when I want, you know, like I know how to listen. I know how to not listen. It's quite the gift. Now, we've been speaking about Marvel for a while. Do I still know any of the characters you just mentioned? No, but we just wrote an entire script. Boom.
That's true.
You need an outsider sometimes.
Yeah, you made the idea better by inserting Keith. That's true.
Yes.
Kenda made a villain, and this segment's done.
There you go. It is. Roger, who was our sponsor this week?
Oh, today's episode is brought to you by Loud as Fuck Always Dull Knives.
Loud as Fuck Always Dull Knives. Can I tell you a secret? I knew it. I fucking knew it.
I mean, when you have a sponsor that is this like well known, it's just a matter of time before they hit up last week.
Sure.
Has this ever happened to you? You're
probably
in the kitchen making a sandwich with a very sharp knife and you cut your finger. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the worst, right? And then do you ever have nightmares about like cutting carrots and then the knife slips and then now you got one less finger?
Mm.
Well, if you didn't have those nightmares, welcome to those nightmares. Because I have them now. Well, no longer. with loud as fuck, always dull knives. These knives won't cut anything easily.
Wow.
Do you have a suicidal relative? Get them these knives. Okay. Act now. We'll throw in a bonus DVD for those of you who still own DVD players. It's a guided workout with Billy Blanks. Take our dull, heavy, loud as fuck knives. Get a workout trying to just slice like a loaf of bread or like a steak or something. These knives won't cut shit. Try murdering a child. We don't care. It's impossible. I promise you, these knives are murder proof. Go to loudasfuckalwaysdullknives.edu. Tell them the last week sent you.
You could bring them on airplanes.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't TSA care. Will let you have them, the whole set.
Please note the satire tone of all of this and the fact that I can't speak fast enough. Just to let you know, when jokes are funny, they're funny. But even when they're not, it doesn't mean they're true. Thank you.
Loud as fuck, always dull knives. Never a dull moment with. I mean, always a dull moment with loud as fuck. Always dull knives.
It's a new company, you know.
New.
You won't be doing anything silently. They will hear you.
And lastly, Minimum Rage.
Yes.
A 12-year-old.
Every week there's one. This is fucking unreal. Okay.
Well, easily every week. We just see him every week.
Honestly, every day.
Yeah.
But
you got to sift through.
We're only here once a week.
Sure, yeah.
A 12-year-old has been charged with murder. Mm-hmm. Accused of killing a Sonic employee. Now, I don't know if y'all have Sonic there. Do y'all have Sonic?
Sonic there?
I know of Sonic, so maybe.
I feel like I've seen it.
They probably don't like the outskirts. They probably not like.
Yeah, because it's a drive-in restaurant where you like park a car and someone like on skates or something comes out with a tray of food.
No, we and don't have
it take
that.
Like they take your order like it's all old school soda shop shit. So I don't know if y'all have them in New York, being that y'all don't have a lot of places for cars.
I want to do that.
Yeah, it does sound less dangerous.
She means she wants to do the roller skating.
Yeah. Chewing on bubble gum a little too hard, you know.
Long Island, maybe they have it.
Yeah,
they probably do.
Probably some doo-wop music playing in the background, you know.
They love bubble gum.
So a 12-year-old and a 20-year-old are both facing a murder charge after a restaurant employee was gunned down during an altercation with a customer Sunday night in Keene.
The Lord's Day.
Flowers and a cross now stand outside the Sonic Drive-In on Old Betsy Road. So you're driving up to get your food and you got to see this memorial to somebody. Mm-hmm. Isn't that just a warning sign not to eat there?
Maybe it is like a warning. It's the way Dracula put people's heads on spikes when you walked into his town. Maybe it's saying, don't ask about our sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Betsy Road. This shit sound like the whole town from 1950.
Yeah, I was supposed to get a chicken sandwich and then they just pointed the grave. Right. Like,
praise Jesus.
You sure?
You know who else was supposed to get a chicken sandwich?
Yeah. You know
what? With us.
Hamburger is fine. I don't know what I was thinking. It's a memorial to Matthew Davis, a 32-year-old employee and father who was shot and killed while on the job Saturday night.
God, he was an employee and a father.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's two
jobs.
Damn.
But it's really like not really a job. It's really more like being a student because his kids taught him, you know?
Damn.
Learned so much.
He learned from the kids.
Angel Gomez, 20, went to the Sonic with several passengers and was acting disorderly in the parking lot.
Oh.
When Davis confronted him for urinating in the parking lot.
Was he drunk?
For what? That's where you go. Who gives a fuck?
I hate to blame
don't be peeing on the side.
So you hate to blame the victim, but come on, buddy.
I want you to go out and stop the guy from peeing. It's like, by the time I get there, he'll be done. What is the fucking point?
Yeah.
Just I need you to go out there and die.
Yes. My name isn't Mr. Sonic. It's not my house.
Right.
Yeah. God, even if it was my house, I guess there's pee on my house for a minute.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
It'll rain.
Yeah. No worries. I can manage this.
It feels like the kind of thing too, where like the manager that sent him out there definitely didn't have his back when he got shot. Mm. You know, remember y'all know how managers do that, where they're like, he's not. Let me know if he says anything because I will give him a piece. And then they go out there and they're just like, oh, I'm sorry, Rod is such a dumb piece of shit.
Would you like your meal comp?
We've been complaining about him all day. I definitely wouldn't tip him. Let's just make this on the house. It's our fault. And I'm like, oh, you asshole. That's what happened to this guy for sure.
The manager goes out. He starts taking a piss with the guy. These fucking managers.
These fucking dickheads, am I right? Let me take a shot at him. Pow. Mm-hmm. So then the confrontation turned physical, and a 12-year-old who was in Gomez's car pulled out an assault rifle.
Jesus.
What? And fired 6 rounds at Davis.
Wait,
Jim don't want to shoot multiple shots. You know, I don't know about guns.
But also, isn't he close to the person that you like? What kind of shot are you?
You do what you gotta do. You know,
yeah.
Do what you
this kid
do.
Plays a lot of probably plays a lot of Call of Duty, got a lot of hours, a lot of reps. He's like, listen, it was this or the school. I'm shooting up the Sonics. All right.
Remind me what makes a weapon an assault assault. Right. What is
it? Sounds like it's semi-automatic. Like it's every time you fire, every time you pull the trigger, it goes. You don't have to cock it.
It shoots multiple
like
shots
that.
Versus a one at a time, right? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I know this. It's long and it's more powerful than most of the time when you see like a handgun.
Okay.
Like this kid pulled out something. You got to have 2 hands to shoot.
Right.
Okay.
They usually don't show that gun to the end of Death Wish.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the gun the white guy pulls out at the end of an Impossible White Man movie when it's right. really time. He means business now.
Oh, you're talking about the ones they have to hold on to their shoulders?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's the one when they kidnap your girlfriend.
Ah, okay. I'm with you now. I can vision that gun.
You know, in the movie Heat, where they show it's a real fucking firefight because the bad guys have those guns in the street? Those are the ones that are killing people in real life.
Yep. And we just all think we're living in heat now, and that's okay. Thank you, politicians. Davis was struck multiple times. I was taken by an air ambulance to a nearby hospital, but did not survive. And let me tell you, if you've seen these bullets and these guns,
and what they do to the human
multiple times, you dead.
Right.
Woo, what they do, they actually go through the body and tear you to pieces. Nah, you don't want that.
Gomez and the 12-year-old fled the area, but Gomez eventually returned to the scene and was taken into cut. They always return to the scene.
He's still hungry.
He forgot the sauce.
Y'all got any honey mustard? I guess while I'm here, I do fit the description. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go into the Sonic to take a piss. I'm hungry.
I think it goes back to something Hemda noted like the second time we did this segment, which is they really think they're right.
Yes.
Because why else would you go back out there to talk to the cops who are obviously looking for you unless you're like, okay, but in all fairness, I'm just pissing. Yeah, officer. I mean, come on.
He said, you know what? I know there's a shift change. So when we go back, no one's going to look again.
I mean, he's a 12-year-old, but it's kind of like self-defense. I mean, he was defending me. Okay. Right. So they tracked the 12-year-old to Rio Vista, where he was arrested with some little tiny handcuffs. It's adorable.
No, not adorable.
You have the right to remain silent. 12-year-old's name is not being released because he's a minor with some grown-ass bullets. And that's really it. There's a GoFundMe to help the cover the Davis family funeral costs because you know ain't no insurance at Sonic.
Right.
Wow. You on your own.
Having a fish fry.
I cannot believe that you need money to die. That is just, I can't believe we have to raise money for you after, no offense. But not us for that, like, any one of you. You die, now I'm mourning, looking to raise money to have you continue to be dead. I don't know, suit me. I guess, what are you going to do with the body? I'm responsible, get the fuck out of here. Just do what you need to do. I don't know.
Right. That's like crazy. It's also super weird.
Also, take it out of, who owns this gun?
Yeah.
It's your bill now. You wanted your rights not taken away from you. Okay.
It's also weird, like, he died defending the honor of Sonics, but there's nothing that's going to take care of his family or him. Mm-hmm. Like you just died for no reason, according to Sonic. They're just like, I don't know what he was thinking. Anyway, burgers are 2 for $5 for the next hour in celebration of, like, what?
That's why when motherfuckers walk into places and steal, everybody be like, okay. They'd be like, you ain't gonna run after them? No, bitch. They got it.
No, who runs out when there's a gun?
I like to assume that it was the manager that made this kid go out and stop the piss. But part of me is not wondering if the guy was like, I'm stopping this piss on his own. In which case, I know it's in hindsight.
Right.
That's a bad person. Goodbye.
Shouldn't have did it. Yeah.
You got to pay for his funeral.
Shouldn't have done it.
Yeah. I remember yesterday we went for fast food and they didn't put any sauces in the bag. And guess what? We just drove off.
Of course. Yes. You know,
we didn't have sauce. We were like, that's on us.
We got sauce.
Yeah. Roger, we got sauce at home. Yeah,
Patrick said you wanted to go back. And I looked in the bag. I thought about minimum rage. I was like, you know what? We're going to be sauces tonight. Let's keep
it. I said, good. It was a test. I wasn't even going to go back. It was just a test.
I'm like, no.
To see now, if you understood.
This shit just going to be dry today. We got sauce at the house.
Mm-hmm. Now you guys have another year of marriage in you.
Exactly.
You know? Like every year you ask a stupid question. Mm-hmm. And then everyone answers correctly, and you're like, "All right, here we go.
All right, still working."
What if you're like a pussy daredevil, and whenever you get your order, you put the window up almost all the way, the car is all revved up, and you're like, "I didn't get any sauce!" Oh my god, that was like base jumping.
As you drive it to the light, you just hear pow 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 pow. Duh, duh. There's got to be some YouTube prankster out there that does that or something, but not for me. I like to make it 45. I'm done. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kenny.
KATG.
Yes.
Episode 3667, Pig Butchering with Bobby Condon. Condon.
Mm-hmm. Why That's would it? You get that right?
Amazing.
We were almost going to get Coltrane, but you caught it just in
you
time.
You were close! It was real close.
Yeah, Bobby, brand new to us. He was at our recent live show for You Can't Say That, and I enjoyed him. He was not an asshole, Rod.
Okay, that was that.
As far as I know, but maybe I left the camera for a second. Imda?
he was really nice. You know, we met him the day of the You Can't Say That show, and he fit right in. And he's going to be on the Game Show as well. And I just think... No, he's not an asshole. I don't know if his ex-girlfriends enjoy him.
We don't live with him, you know.
But I don't think he's going to say that they do. So
he did bring up his Madonna horror complex the next day.
Yeah.
Can you tell everybody what the Madonna horror thing, like what it is?
Keith knows what it is now.
I believe it's what I thought it was. I think it's your wife is an angel. If she's not, if she also has kids, then she reminds you of your mom, who you thought was an angel. But the fun things in life that you like are of horse behavior. So you have to find people on the side that are that, and you. And if you don't, then it's just confusing you to about who your girlfriend or lover is. Is that close? Mm.
I think so.
Thank you.
Hmm.
Thank you.
What do you think of that? Because Keith, you grew up Catholic. It feels like it comes from, well, I did say Madonna whore, and it's you people that have that whole Madonna thing, right?
No, I can treat my girlfriend like a whore, sure. No, no problem. No problem.
Also, Madonna's like an international superstar at this point. Yeah. So,
okay, I mean, that's fair.
I guess an international whore? I don't know.
Just like a prayer.
Keith, how did it feel to have a lookalike? Because you look like you had your twin.
I don't know that the earth can handle it.
Did you look on YouTube for real?
I saw two Keiths. I was looking for the guest. I was like, when's Bobby Condon coming on? But maybe it next was, time.
Yeah, Keith, that's what you would look like with a bunk bed behind you.
You know, it's one thing when I say it, but it's different when you guys say it. So good for us.
You also talked about your baldness journey. That was an interesting conversation.
Thank you.
And I think that's something that a lot of men go through, you know, because I've kind of hear Roger kind of talk about, you know, your hairline and how it changes and, you know, how people try to hold on to it for too long. And, you know, for a lot of black men, particularly men that wear dreads, it actually makes their hairline recede, almost like Stevie Wonder, where mm-hmm. you're like, you know what? Everybody can see your hairline don't start at your ears. So, you know what, you might want to try to give this up, but they's like, no, I'm going to hold on to it for their life.
For me, it never really was a big deal because when I was like 14, 15, the most famous, well sought after, well known, handsome, most like motherfucker in the world was Michael Jordan. Yeah. And so I was like, I just want to be like Michael Jordan. I started cutting my hair off when I was like 15, when I still had plenty of hair left.
But
so
that
I think
I've been, if I may, it must have been. After, do you remember the Cosby Show where Cockroach and Theo wanted to be in a music video, but you had to shave your head. And they were talking about shaving your head, like you have to shave your head, like you're a douchebag, you know?
Yeah.
But then they'll let you in. Cockroach went ahead and shaved his head. And when he revealed it on the show, everyone was like, oh no, he's an idiot. Look what an idiot he looks like. But then it seemed like a couple years later, it was like, just fucking shave your head. Who gives a shit?
Michael Jordan. That's what happened. I think he's that impactful. He shaved his, at least for black dudes. I can't say for white men, but for black dudes, he shaved his head and it became like the coolest fucking thing. And I think what helped him is that there were some other NBA players who were trying to fight the good fight with the hair and losing. And they were so not cool as Michael Jordan that it was like, who you want to look like, Clyde Drexler and his cul-de-sac thing? Or you want to look like Michael Jordan, the guy who's got the Gatorade commercials and the Nikes? I just want to do that. So I cut mine off. A lot of NBA players at the time cut theirs off. So I've never thought about even like trying to grow it back. I've just always been like, this is a cool look for me. I got a symmetrical head. Let's just roll this out.
And I think a lot of men might be scared if you find out that your head is not perfect, if you shave it and then you look like Scottie Pippen.
Oh, they know, you know, they know what's under there.
You know. Yeah, you know, if you got the waves.
It's not a surprise. If they got the fucked up kind of thing that is hard to do a baldy with, then you got to hold on to it as long as possible. But yeah.
Yeah, I think I had Bruce Willis. Even when John Travolta stopped wearing his stupid fucking wigs, he looked so much better.
He did. Mm-hmm. I thought I saw a commercial with him the other day where he was bald, and I was like, dude, you should have just been doing this.
Yeah.
You know what? I had Darlene from Roseanne.
Yes. She's
the only they stopped straightening her hair, and she had curly hair. And then she grew up and doesn't have the nose anymore.
Well, things happen.
You're not allowed. Nope.
That's not, right. You're not Darlene. You're Hollywood.
She's like, I wanted other parts. It was just hard to get those.
I can afford them, so now they get
done. I didn't know the show was coming back.
they got a debate if they rate that in the script. Like one of the sisters loses her shit. It's like, you nose fixing son of a bitch. If I want my daughter to try in school, what did you just say?
The real actors is crying in the green room later.
I can see them having a real discussion about that. And they was like, no, don't bring it up. It's a sensitive topic.
In this show, we were talking, what was the scammers that we were talking about for this show? It was pig butchering. It was, you tell somebody you love them. By the way, these aren't like, the scammers go, I'm going to put in a little here today, and then a week from now, I'll put in a little, I love you. They come in, if you waste their time about not being in love with them right away, they move on. So, you know, then they go, and they always bring it, as they say about love and getting to know each other, they bring in, do you use crypto? If you don't, they're done with you. So you say, you fell in love immediately, and you do understand crypto. Are the scammers clever or not clever was the poll. One person says, yes, they are clever. Kenda, nice try. They are not clever. The word clever means talented and ingenious. There's nothing clever about this.
I do have compassion to an extent like Hemda, because it's one of those things where for a lot of people, they wouldn't fall for it. And so because a lot of people wouldn't fall for it, they just automatically just write them off and call them stupid. But it has to be something to it, because too many people are falling for this. I understand there are a lot of stupid people out there that keep falling for it.
But that's what clever means, though, right? Mm-hmm. Like that someone's falling for it. What are they falling for? What is the word it? They're falling for it. What are they falling for?
Nothing clever.
I mean, not to you. It's not clever. That might not be charming to you either, but it is charming and clever to other people.
And it's not charming.
I think it's the thing.
It's none of these words, though.
I think it's kind of like turning into like how some men defend street harassing by being like, but some bitches be liking that shit. Right. And it's always like, yeah, that doesn't make it like game. You're not really spitting game. You're just literally yelling at every person down the street like a carnival barker. The people that fall for it aren't people we're like, oh man, she must have been taken in by his clever charisma. We're like, she just must have had nothing to do that day.
It's clever that it works on 1 out of 1,000 people. Very, very clever to know that.
Yeah. But you know what, Keith? I'm not trying to find it. I would like to get the real statistics on how many people actually fall for this,
right?
Because they're doing like they've done like whole documentaries of like a collective groups of women that like are really, really. Project watch this documentary, really, really witched it.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought that was one more stupid.
Yeah,
I don't think.
I mean,
I don't know if you remember.
I have a hard time. Yeah. I have a hard time with it because I understand how it's not clever and I understand how it's not charming. Correct. It is very difficult for me to believe that, according to psychiatry, this is clever, maybe to less clever people, but also the fact that these are clever human beings in their own life. Like, like you always have something that you're clever about, maybe something more physical and more mental for other people. It can't be, because that's not how cults develop. That's not how, you know, scams develop. It's not only targeted at stupid. So it's hard to believe if we're trying to, you know, stop saying blame the victim and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe.
But sometimes you can.
The like science.
It's like saying all cops are bad. You know, there's two good cops out there, you know, so there's nothing. Whatever.
I feel like also everybody's probably fallen for a scam at some point in their lives, right? Like every person has at least one thing where they're like, fuck, they got me, you know? So you had a bad day or whatever. I know, you know, Keith had the check thing, you know, details of that was.
Yeah, was that clever? One time, they said, hey, you want a loan for $3,000?
No, you
bucks?
Were not the clever one in that one. You were the one who went to jail. The clever ones are the ones that have your money.
I follow. Was that clever of them? They said, hey, here's a loan. It's a fake company. Was that clever now?
I don't know.
Or was I a fucking idiot?
Could both exist?
No, you're not hurting my feelings. I was an idiot.
I got one time by a phone call scammer that pretended to be my bank. And as immediately as I hung up the phone, I was like, oh, wait, that's a fucking scam. And like I called my bank for real. So they spoofed the phone number so that the caller ID said it was my bank. Mm-hmm. And it was like I was already doing something else I was preoccupied with. Yeah, we were recording a live show and it was like, this money is missing from your account. I was like, what the fuck? And, you know, like, I go to handle this. And then like the second I sit down to record the show again, I'm like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. I didn't find it to be like, oh my God, what an amazing scam. I was just like, fuck, they got me. I had a moment of just, if I would have thought for 1 second, they wouldn't have got me.
But see, when I say clever, I don't mean this is a genius plan. I mean, they know that you might be vulnerable. They know what to say to rush you. They know what to say to, so that's the clever part. And they might catch you. You're not a stupid person, but you got caught. You know, you got caught out there in your vulnerable moment.
Hey, Rod, you were stupid that day. That was stupid.
That's what I think.
That's all.
Okay.
I had all day.
Them clever to know how to get you when you're done?
I don't know that it makes, I think clever is putting too much on it. It feels more like,
opportunistic.
Clever feels like we're giving, like, I'll tell you what, in my mind, this is where my mind goes. Mm-hmm. Clever would be they called me, Rod Morrow, because they like targeted me and it worked on me because it was designed to catch me. This feels more like you cast a broad net and just the sheer, sheer amount of numbers, you're gonna catch somebody.
Okay,
slipping.
So you're saying like that's like doing stick 'em ups. It's not clever, but you're gonna get my money.
It's even different. Yeah. It's like going past a group of cars on the side of the road. Lock, unlock. That's his car now. Was that clever?
Right. That's how it felt to me. Like I didn't feel like fuck, man. They knew how to get me. It felt more like, because even you know when I call the bank and tell them that it's embarrassing because it's like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, one of the people that fell for the bullshit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, I'm one of the ones. And I'm like, all right, well, we know people fall for the bullshit. So we're just going to send you a thing to make sure that it was the bullshit and that you're not trying to be clever on us. You can never get by us with the bullshit. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It feels more, but I think it's because of the numbers, Hemda, that it feels less clever. I think if it was. Okay. A higher,
I get what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. I feel like, oh, these motherfuckers are just smart. They're crafty.
Because I've talked to these people, the exact same scam of pig butchering. I know my friend Craig has, my brother Ken has. It's like, this is a lot of fucking people. It's everybody.
Have y'all never gotten these, him to Karen? Hmm. These like DMs and stuff from these obvious scammers. Do y'all not get these? I know I've gotten them many times.
I ignore the fuck out of them.
Okay.
I get texts.
Guess it's not too clever for Karen.
I get texts that are pretending to be my bank, pretending to be my car insurance.
Okay.
I get them from Amazon. A lot of times Amazon and Netflix are like the top two. Okay,
so y'all do get them.
If that makes sense, they periodically come in. You locked at your account. I'd be like, bitch, no, I ain't. And I'll just delete it.
Right. Well, somebody is going to fall for it. I don't know that it's
maybe Kendra wants to think of herself as super clever. So they were clever, but I was even more clever, and I'm taking that away. So I apologize.
14 over here.
No, I think it could happen just like Rod was saying. Like, I'm not really paying attention that day. I do know better, but, you know, I was just talking about Netflix and my auto bill hasn't clicked in for some reason. Like, all of these things are already on your mind. You see Netflix, you click by accident, everything starts going already. And pretty you're like, clever. Fuck, I know not even to click it. Fuck.
I'd say ingenious.
Because sometimes when you click it, depending on what's behind it, it automatically should have started running in the background you're not even aware of.
Yeah.
Here's what I think is clever. If you're hunting a velociraptor and you think you got it in the sights, but then another velociraptor comes up to your periphery, now that's clever. You're like, clever girl. And then you're dead. But this shit not that clever to me.
You gotta go to the Jurassic Museum, Kendra.
Yeah.
Now, I will pay for that shit.
The fact that somebody could make something look like it's your bank.
Yeah.
That's not clever?
But it never really does. No, it's those knives that they sent to Sadia. There was nothing clever about that email because everything was fucking spelled wrong. Then there's a picture of Bloomingdale's Never Dull Knives. There's nothing clever about that. But if she fell for some kind of scam, then she fell for it. Because she'd be stupid.
Yeah, I feel like I'm sure on some level we've all fallen for something that actually was clever.
Are we all stupid?
Like if you, like, no. I'm saying, like, if you fall for something that is clever, I don't think you feel as embarrassed. You know, like, for example, if you marry somebody and then this motherfucker turned out to not be shit, it's like, no, that motherfucker was clever. You were good. Okay. You put in the time.
I get it, Rod. You're still married.
You was okay. Good for the long game.
But look, if I'm not married next year, y'all had to give it up to Karen, right? You had to be like, goddamn, she was good. She was fucking good the whole time.
And she was just in it for the Marvel.
Some acting.
And she was just in it for the $4 Marvel gift bags. It's interesting. Yeah. That's clever.
That's why I was here.
She got me.
He waited 20 years.
For the trip to New York.
She took the Marvel magnet off the fridge and left everything else.
I took the Spider-Man magnet and left. He didn't know what happened. Oh, one more thing.
Yes.
You guys talked about people canceling Mother's Day. And the thing about that is it's all made up, you know, like the holiday and all that. You know, the whole concept is so people can buy shit.
Sure.
And I think that, like I was saying, some people have problems internally and they say, I have a problem with it. So since I have a problem with it, this thing shouldn't exist. And a lot of people do this shit online. My thing is, it's okay to have Mother's Day. It's okay for people to post stuff. It's okay for people to be happy. If it affects your mental health, step away. You know, it's like, so I can't celebrate my mom. My mom is dead, but it does not mean that I still might want to celebrate the day. You know, I might not have a good relationship with my mom, but I might have somebody that might be somebody that fill in for my mom. So I can't celebrate her because of your hangups about Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, also, if you had a miscarriage, you can't go to anyone's birthday. You can't be celebrating births.
Right. Yeah. Y'all didn't know?
Come on.
No, I did not know. I did not know.
You got to know that, and you got to know my allergies. Be my
You have to know everything.
that's your trigger, you know.
Yeah, right,
don't let it be a hair trigger, okay? Work on it.
Right. I think it's having a great relationship with my mom. It's one of those things.
Oh,
where
my God. Yes. Rod.
I just lean into it. I lean into it all the way.
Who's not talking, but please, Rod.
Yeah. Like, this is the one day of the year where I can lean into it and nobody can say shit. You know, you can't be like, oh, mama's boy. Like, it's the day you can be a mama's boy. You can the day, because all the other days is like, I feel like it's flexing on people. I'm not trying to flex, but right. to be like, I was talking to my mom today. It's like, oh, you're talking to your fucking mom. You don't hate her. She don't hate you. Y'all talk. Like, it's the one time where I'll be like, yeah, my mom was on a podcast, and everybody gets to be like, yeah, that was sweet. That is cool.
Yeah.
So I love Mother's Day for that. Same thing with Father's Day. Yeah. Because every other day it's I don't know.
It's like you're the asshole for going, I love my parents. Your parents are lying. You got a relationship with them. Quit flunting your parents in front of me. You're like,
just, you know what? I thought it was really great that I just like laid you up and you were like, see, I'm just doing it right now and mm-hmm. dunk.
Very clever.
Thank you.
Extremely clever.
Yes. Oh, and when you talk about kids being not thoughtful, Roger's mother had, and I noticed myself, so she had the nerves to tell me that we shouldn't get her anything for Mother's Day because we're going to the Beyonce concert with her. And I looked at Roger, I was like, I hope she don't think she gonna trick me.
Nah, it was like Tuesday, we both were like, yeah, that's definitely not gonna happen. Stupid. We're gonna get
like,
something.
Like, I know that's what she said, but
the problem is she has everything.
Yes.
Like she's old enough to have everything she wants. And if she doesn't, she can go get it. Mm-hmm. So this year we just got her like flowers, you know, and she enjoyed that. But yeah, it was, I don't know. It feels like not acknowledging it. Not that I don't believe her, but it just feels like.
Right. I wouldn't feel right.
We have a tradition now. Let's just do the thing. It's easier to do it than because then what happens next year? Now we don't do things on Mother's Day anymore. No, we. Just fucking do the thing. What's the worst thing? You got some flowers to throw away in a week? It's let's just do it and have, you know, celebrate each other.
Get off my dick, Ma.
Yeah. Right. I'm trying to fucking do something for you.
You better take my gift.
I don't want anything. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
That's how I felt when she told me that. I was like, you're gonna like inside of me, something was like, you better get her something. You're gonna fail our mothers. But that's not what happened. But mentally, I'd like had a mental breakdown. She told me that, like, no, I would not dare walk in here without a gift, even though I know you wouldn't shame me. I know everything will be okay. I know life will move on. But in my mind, I was like, no, yeah. I will not do this.
I wasn't worried about it with like anxiety or anything. I just knew there would be something. That's all. Like I for like 5 days, I went to different stores during the day and just walk around and just be like, sure, I got that shit.
Yeah,
she already got that shit.
We purchased her thing. Like, she was like, I already have it.
Yeah, I thought I had like 1 year. I thought I was like, all right, I know she ain't got this shit. I got like a Brita water filter that has like an app and it fucking tells you when to refill it and all this fucking shit. And I was like, oh, she's healthy. She fucking loves water. It's going to be pure water. It's going to tell her to pour some more water. She got one already. Just got one. So that was when I gave up. Just tell me what to get you, Mom, or it's flowers. Yeah,
from then on, it was like, it's like, if you don't give us a list, it's going to be flowers.
You want flowers, or are you just going to tell me what to get you?
In fact, Mom, just get what you want and send them the receipt.
Yeah, yes. Honestly, I'd do that.
Yes, yeah.
This one's on me.
Yeah, we even told her to get an Amazon wish list. So she has an Amazon wish list because we was like, just put it on the wish list as you
something. Said
through the year. So you would knock it out as anxiety. I'm it's not bragging, people. I'm so sorry for those of you that feel otherwise, but you know, it's just anxiety for me. Okay, ATG, episode 3668. I hate the system with Leslie Garrison. Oh, did I chat up?
Yes.
Oh Lord.
So close. We're back.
Oh.
You had a good streak going for like 2 weeks, honestly. This is very improbable. You should actually be proud of yourself. You made it like 2 weeks, several names.
Definitely right. I know I got that right.
Mm. Mm-mm.
No.
No. No.
Lissy. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I feel like I failed the test.
Leslie Garrison sounds like something from The Mandalorian.
It is the name of a place. You don't go into exactly. Macy.
Not even a person.
Not prepared.
I failed a test, y'all. Please forgive me.
He's in the Leslie Garrison sector. Oh no.
We're entering Leslie Garrison. Beep, boop, boop, boop. Lisa Goranson. I think you had it.
You were close. You were really
in there
close.
Somewhere. We just rearranged the sounds. Yeah.
Was she an asshole?
She was. I think she's not only cool. I enjoy, like, for example, when she doesn't shy away from a Roseanne comment. Did Roseanne call you and say, "Hey, don't sell out"? That she would acknowledge that is interesting to me. And so I enjoyed that.
I appreciate that. I appreciate y'all asking, and I appreciate her being honest, because a lot of times when you start talking about things like that, I can see some people kind of shying away because they don't want to, quote unquote, say the wrong thing or get canceled or, you know, may feel a certain way.
These are their colleagues, you know? You can't ask people in public about their colleagues. Like, you got to go to HR. There's like a whole system in the world where you work. So in the world where you just get to ask people about their former boss, you know, even though that could be like half of Hollywood, you know, by just like just saying how you feel about working with someone, you know, that's not something that you do at work. So
also like your relationship with that person isn't like ours, right? Our relationship with Roseanne is all through media and shit, and we see all her fuck ups and all that. We've never been in a room where she's been nice to us, so it can kind of fuck you up to where you're like, I know everybody hates this motherfucker, but she helped me get a raise on season 3, so what do you mean she's crazy? I don't know what you're talking about, you know.
I saw her more than my mother as a teenager, you know, like she got me more than my mother. She wrote lines for me that I believed as a teenager, that, like, I mean, you know, it's not, it was not all bad in her history, just like every other person that we don't like. So that's rough.
Yeah, man, I can't even imagine.
Me either. Also, one thing, and because I'm 12, you talked about somebody writing D's nuts on the ballot, and I love a good D's nuts joke.
Sure.
So just know y'all made my day with that. I don't care how corny it is. I know I'm like 12. I always giggle on the inside.
Wasn't it like also Mr. Beast had a restaurant named D's Nuts or something?
He has, I saw the billboard here. It's like bars or something.
So they're like the bars you eat, like protein bars type of things. That's oh my God. I thought they were like drinking bars. So you eat the bars and they're called D's Nuts? That is good. Okay, now it's funny.
I thought it was going to a bar called D's Nuts.
Yeah, I was like, what is it, peanuts on the bar? Like, what the fuck's the joke, Mr. Beast? You're kind of stretching this one.
God, I knew I was saying it wrong, but I'm like, what's another word for bar? Oh,
That's great. I love that.
Okay.
Do you ever get starstruck with any guest? I mean, because I feel like, especially him, that Roseanne's such a big part of, like, you know, your childhood and coming up. Do you ever, like, you know, just like, I can't believe she's here and we're talking to her.
That's her for me, because you heard Keith was like, oh, Hemda's like in love with you. And I'm like, oh, fuck. That is like, what do I say to that? Because, you know, like all these words, you heard what actually came out. I was like, because in my head, here's what happened. Okay. I go, because what do you say to that? You either go like, she ain't shit, you know, because like you're just trying to be cool, or it's like, oh my God, this shaped my life. Like no one else was writing like that. No one else, you know, the siblings talking to each other was so much more realistic. Like, I can't believe that you're my age. And I was watching, now I'm watching you. Your face looks like Becky from Roseanne, and you're saying words to me. And I'm like, you know, I'm doing the whole thing. And what came out was, back to you.
And I feel bad because I was just looking for a pen.
I know, I know. And I knew it was an innocuous, you didn't have to fucking do that to me moment. And I was like, God damn it. And I should have been ready for it. Like all of this shit was going through my head. I'm like, well, now it's over. We were going to be friends. Now I'm not, no, I don't even, no, mm-mm, no, that's not, you're not, that's not cool. And you can't just, no.
You blew it, Hemda.
You saw it here.
And she also like is so, she seems so cool and well-adjusted and down to earth.
Which, it's weird.
Yes.
How are you so regular?
Right. Like you're a child star. We're supposed to be reading about like your life being completely fucked up and like, you know, talking to you about sobriety at this point, you know?
Because look, there was a thing somebody said, you know, Bob Marley knows he's Bob Marley, right?
Right.
Like even as humble as you are, when everybody, no matter where they are, knows your name, the Beatles have to know that they're the Beatles, right? Because no matter what country you're from, you probably know a little about them and shit like that. So how do you remain when you were the hit show? Like, how do you, this is your upbringing. It's your adolescence. It's your, you're with the most famous comic. She's just like your mom. Like, no matter what, you are affected. This one has zero fans. How are you so regular?
So what do you think it is that we don't know? You're right. You make a good point.
She's the coolest fucking person on earth. Scientifically, hello. I just said all that. You saw my beakers.
I wonder if she's cleverly robbing cars or something. You know, yeah. something's
that's
going on.
Clever.
She's probably pig butchering somewhere.
something is happening on this episode too. You guys talk about the kindergartner. I think the teacher reported on them, and the parent had to like make a decision, like, should I tell my child to like tone it down or not? Mm-hmm. And it's like a catch 22, because I think particularly for me being Black, I'm like, oh, particularly being a Black girl who actually was suspended and penalized at a higher rate in the school systems anyway, particularly younger. I'm like, yeah, we get told that all of the time. And so it was very frustrating because like you want to allow your child to be themselves, but yet you don't want it to be disruptive to the system. And also it might be sometimes too, it might be something as simple as bump them up a grade. A lot of times children are disruptive because they're bored. And so just bump them up a grade would actually a lot of times solve that problem.
So what would you tell your daughter? You know, she's getting in trouble for being the only one who could answer all the things, for constantly raising her hand, for constantly having the answer. And she's actually getting penalized for it. What would you tell her? And right. She's in kindergarten.
Yes. And it's almost difficult for everybody around because it's like, this is where the community comes in. But sometimes the school systems and the parents always aren't on the same page because the school system is like, this is law and order. We have to do it this way. And I put like this. I know how my mama would handle it, and I think I would handle it a little bit more softer. You know, my mama is really old school, so she would be like, what are they calling me for? Why are you disrupting the class? Sit down, shut up, and just do what they told you to do.
Okay.
And that would cause you to shrink yourself, you know, and so...
How would you do it?
It'd be one of the things where we would have to find a balance, and I would literally be like, why don't you bump them up a grade? They are talking too much because they are bored. Let's give them something more challenging so they would not be disruptive. Like, there has to be another solution other than just telling my child to calm it down and just thinking that's going to solve the problem.
She might be in the wrong place.
Right, right.
I think
wrong environment, yes.
That's interesting because that's what happened to me in school was I had to move up a grade because I did know all the stuff and I was bored and I did get the disruptive talks too much because, you know, it's also a little unfair to the other kids for me to be answering all the shit because when they gonna get to answer some shit, you know, like, so I think what happens though is some parents freak out and think like it's a punishment situation. You know, and the teachers often, you know, they got 30 kids that they're not necessarily looking at each individual kid as the special, you know, my captain, let's all stand on the desk of classrooms, right? Like, it's mostly just, fuck this kid again. I'm trying to just get everyone through the fucking lesson. And so, my parents
ended up... Plus, you don't want to be that kid socially either.
Exactly. Yeah, I was definitely a nerd. You just don't want to be smart in America socially anyway. It's just you're going to be not really.
But beyond
fit in.
That, if it takes me a second to get to the answer that took you like no time.
Right.
That's going to be hard for us socially because I need a second. You're already like ahead of me.
And so if you move up, then you become there's just a lot of stuff. There's a lot. Yeah. Kids copy off your work. If you move up a grade, now you're the little kid with the big kids. So I had to deal with that shit. So it's always going to be something or whatever. But for me, it was like the best of the bad choices, I guess, quote unquote, is moving up a grade. So maybe that kid just moves up a grade and then they'll fit in a little bit better with that because they'll be challenged. They won't be able to get to the answer right away.
Right.
That's what happened for me. It was like, oh, this is actually a challenge now. And then I was fine.
That and also I think because looking at it from my perspective, a lot of times of children who present as female and Black children or other children aren't even considered to be academically gifted. Like from the school's perspective, that's not even an option, if that makes sense. It's automatically a punished thing. Versus going, hey, your child is disrupting. Let's see, like, let's accelerate this. It's almost though, let's punish them.
And there are kids that aren't, like, there are disruptive kids that happen Correct. To be of all races, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, I get that. But, like, at least for me, thank God I had the parents I have, guys. Again, I hate to say
I mean, bragging.
But I remember one teacher was giving me Fs on spelling tests. And the test, and we had to spell it in cursive, and I'm left-handed as well, and so she was giving me F's, and I was like telling her, "No, this answer is right," but I'm a fourth grader, so she's like, "Fuck you, I said it's wrong," and I'm like, "But this is a Z, and this is a," and she's like, "No," so she sends this shit to my parents, like, "Your son's failing spelling and shit." My dad's like, "We practice the letters every night." I read over his stuff. His mom reads over it. He's like, he's super smart. He's not missing these things. He's leaving the house with all this shit right. And so she took one of my spelling test results. My parents went to school and made her like keep my results. They were like, "We want to see them when it's done, like when you get a paper back." And they went through and they had me come in the room and they were like, "What's this letter?" And I'm like, "That's a G." And he was like, "So that's lasagna. That's spelled right." And one was like, "Oh, I guess it is right." And it's like, you could have fucking done that when it was just me and you.
That makes me feel like that's a bad teacher. And also, can we call this person stupid?
Yeah, again.
You know what I mean? If you're going to say, like, I imagine looking at Rod as a fourth grader, you can go, "This child is not trying to fucking give me shit."
Right.
I imagine that, right. that I am not exasperated at you constantly for a reason of like, "Oh, here he goes. He's going to try to, like, you know, gotcha, bitch." I don't see that coming from you. And I only know you as an adult.
Something tells me about the Coke bottle frames. He's probably reading a lot.
Yes. So like, and particularly at night.
So what are you,
his
like,
sight.
I feel like your eyes are not open. Like you want to give an F to a child in your class. That's reflection on you. You're not even trying. So now, like, she's telling you, you're not reaching your potential. Is that her potential? Cause that should be punishment clearly. Cause you're a teacher.
If my parents wouldn't have been like privileged enough to be able to take the time to go down there and verify, I'm just a kid that failed fourth grade that everyone's like, "This dude can't read or write." It's just because this one lady, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so those are the things that it made me think about when y'all talk about like this kindergarten. It kind of triggered something within me. And I was like, just very frustrating because, like I said, the way my parents looked at school, if they got a phone call, anything happened, they didn't want to talk to the teacher. She didn't want to discuss it with the teacher. It was automatically, "What did you do?" I'll just say, "What did you do to cause this white teacher to call me? Like, you are acting a fool in school. Stop whatever you're doing so that you can mosey on along."
And you get it now that you're an adult because all of us didn't have children so that nobody's calling us up to stop whatever we want to fucking do and planned in our day to go talk to somebody about, is that a G or a fucking Z?
Yeah.
Fuck out. That's why.
Yeah. Because I would have ended up cussing some teacher out and I had to get my kid out of class anyway, because I know they're going to get an F after that. I done called this woman a bitch in front of the principal. So just go ahead and not have these kids. So I ain't got to worry about this shit.
And see, I know a lot of people say me and Roger be good kids, but also
be good parents.
I mean, not good kids.
Well,
good parents.
That says it all.
Because me and Roger I would be the parent that the teacher would be like, if I get one more fucking email, "Yes, it's me. I'm here. I am going to shadow. I'm all up in your face. You gonna know my name. Let me know what's happening." Like, I, you know, type of thing, you know, because I'm like, I want to be involved and I'm not going to let you run over my child. If my child is wrong, let us talk about that. But also it's one of those things where if you're wrong, that needs to be addressed too. And I'm not going to have my child fell out of the system out of your maybe bias. Mm-hmm. And so, they would see a lot of me. That's why I ain't got kids. Keith, what was the poll?
The poll was, why didn't Karen have kids? Here are your choices.
Marvel or...
No, I knew in school, you raise your hand once, you give an answer, and then they won't call on you again because you cared. And it's like, no, dummy, that's only the answer I knew.
Mm-hmm. See, clever.
He even had villain eyes in that.
He did.
You saw that?
Yeah. Like, I seen a sparkle in his eyes.
Oh, my God. That would be him talking about Ant-Man Quantumania.
He even had to laugh at a real early age. Starstruck.
How do we know other Ant-Men are around, but we know there's other of that villain around. Anyway, here's your bag.
Oh, my God. Keith has the perfect backstory for a villain. His father didn't let him laugh at the dinner table.
Yes. He always tried to trick him, and now he will not be tricked.
He wasn't allowed friends. His dad was a literal trickster.
His dad thought he was clever, but he actually wasn't. He was the dumbass.
Oh, shit.
In that show, we talk about the Oakland Athletics broadcaster, Glenn Quipper.
Oh, yeah.
And he said he went to the N-Word Museum, the N-Word League Museum, because it gets confusing. If I'm allowed to say Negro, where does it end? You know, he didn't know.
Oh, man.
And Kenda, sweet Kenda, was like, could it have been? And everybody else in the world said, no, it couldn't have been.
And then I voted no, it couldn't have been.
All right, because was Oakland A's broadcaster Glenn Quipper's on-air racial slur an innocent mistake? Meaning, or does he, you know, was he saying that word all day long? One person says, yes, it was innocent mistake. So I believe that's Glenn.
That was not me.
That's Glenn trying to get his job back.
Yeah. It's that one listener that listens to the show but writes 12 paragraphs in every single
file. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hard pass, buddy.
Yeah. Hard R and hard pass. All right. And my favorite part is that because I've watched this video, like the Kennedy assassination at this point. Mm-hmm. I've watched it so many times. My favorite part is the guy next to him that doesn't say anything. I realized yesterday it's because he had to burp.
Yes, he was patting his chest so he could burp.
The guy says the N-word and he's going and then he comes back to the guy passing the mic to him basically and goes, yes, very good time. And I'm like, oh my God, what a time to have a fucking burp. That is the time you want to have 100% focus on the camera so you can at least make the eyes of guys. I am as shocked as you. He doesn't talk like this around me.
I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, so good. What a great fucking video. Yeah. God, I love racism, man. The funniest shit in the world, man. It's so stupid, but it's so fucking funny. It makes fools of us all. I did want to say, Keith, are you happy about the Ben Affleck J-Lo video where they might be having problems? I know you like celebrity.
There's a video. There's been a couple of him having that sourpuss look. So I guess he just always has it. But there's a video that's extra special where they're walking to the car. I'm going to guess it's morning. Seems like he has his coffee. And they're not talking, but he still opens her door and then slams the door in such a way as if to say, go fuck yourself. Right?
He does a follow through with his arm
after
when he
the door is closed.
The door.
Like, here's your fucking door. No, maybe he's just having a bad day, but there's
something
in that.
You think this is what Justin saw when you and Kyle did?
Yes, Chanda. Oh my God, you're so good. This is my next sentence.
Really?
In my setup question was, are we all Justin now? Where maybe he was just pissed at the like paparazzi were looking or something, but we're like, no, he hates her. They got problems.
Well, he seems like he didn't see the paparazzi. Slams the door, comes back around the other end to drive in the car. Which, by the way, if you are having a real fucking fight, it is funny. Like, it's understood you open your own door. Okay, I'm not opening the door during this fight.
Yeah.
You open your own door today. So he goes to get into his, but and then he sees the camera and puts his hand out like, what? And it's like everything came to him like, oh, fuck, you saw all that.
Mm.
Whereas, yes, I would have made that hand to Justin like, what are you fucking staring at? But I do feel like it was a little different. That's what I feel like.
What about celebs you know? So, like, if Lisey got divorced, would you be like, they got problems?
No, what's great about what's interesting, this is the different interesting to me, Ben Affleck. It's because we did follow that story, him and J-Lo, and the divorce, and they pretended it wasn't over being petty over Geely. They pretended they were too famous for it to work out. Well, okay, what are you now? So just following all that is funny and interesting, and they're a little goofy, putting out videos of their love. The whole thing is just funny. So whatever happens in this situation is just funny.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. No further questions. I yield the floor to you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Your witness.
Thank you. KATG, episode 3669, The Knicks.
Negro. Oh, shit. I see. Okay.
Oh man, I was burping. What happened?
I was burping. Oh my god.
Oh boy.
Oh, it's two of them. With Nick Turner and Nick Vatterott.
Perfect. Wow. Okay. Okay. She's back. I'll see you.
We back in the house. Makeup call. we're gonna get right down to the chase with the knife scam.
Yeah.
Maybe this is just me.
You like scams.
Not that I like scams.
So clever.
But so clever. Sadia, I think that there's something wrong. Like
what? Hold up now, Karen. This is a hot take.
Hot take. Real hot take.
You only heard my side of the story.
But before I was trying to be neutral. But I think something might be wrong. And yes, please stop it. But one of my favorite clips on our show. Stop it. Stop it right now. This is stupid. This is absolutely ridiculous. Get out of here. We are adults and this is ridiculous. Cut the crap. That's how I feel about you, babe.
Wow. You really know that quote word for word. That was amazing.
It's a clip on our show.
Wow.
And there was this lady and she was hot because there was dudes getting drunk. And they were acting a fool in front of her.
They were fighting at like a softball tournament or something. Yes. And she had a speakerphone and she said exactly what Karen said. The exact cadence, the exact words. That was amazing.
I love that white woman. Anytime white woman do something stupid, that is my clip to go to. That's how I feel about you, baby. Leave Keith alone.
But were Nick and Nick assholes?
In that, I'll never know if they did go to Disneyland or what happened in that regard. But hey. You get constant fun, how are you going to get seriousness, right? So in that regard, I would like to know what happened at Disneyland, but I'm okay knowing I never will. But no, they are not assholes.
It was so fun that and somebody wrote this on YouTube, I think. It's like when you don't hear, hey, are you assholes right away? You're just like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
Yeah, opening was great.
Oh, it opened was amazing.
Yes. Someone said some shit. This is great. There's no theme song. Oh my God. They recorded early. Good job.
When did y'all know y'all were leaving the cold open in?
I knew.
I didn't know, but I have a feeling when I went into the last. Keith was like, all right, that's it.
It was amazing. I loved it.
I almost died losing my breath of laughter. Probably that moment.
I think when he's doing his mic check, and then I go, okay, so with your volume, you need to. He goes, I'll go get a mic right now. And I'm like, well, this is in now. So that's when I knew.
It felt like who's on first.
Right. Yes, it was like, so where good. You going? We talked about meals of the day. It was everywhere. For those of you that did not privy to mic checks.
They were so funny. Every time it got ready to get started, it just another thing brought it up, another level of funny. I love that.
It was mwah.
Oh, it was really such a nice time. It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, I like doing comedy. That's fun. Oh, I like comedians. Not all cops are bad. This is cool.
It's funny, between the two of them, they didn't know when that show was on. it wasn't that night, by the way.
Man.
It was just hilarious listening to them go through. Like, wait a minute, I got it, buddy.
They were on a game show. Yes. That I still don't know if that show is real, the one was promoting at the end.
Is it real? I don't know.
It is, and we saw them on it.
It's called The Game Show Show, and they talk about the game shows, and those two guys were on The Price is Right.
Okay, is real. Okay. What about his, I'm talking about his thing where something at the bar, or something like it had a really clever name, but it was like...
Oh no, Flim Flam at the Blim Blam.
Yeah, is that even real? What is that?
I don't think it's real. I think, okay. So they, it, you know, I've mentioned this before, but we say, you know, what do you want to promote? This kind of thing. And he wrote the Blim Blam at the Flim Flam. I've heard dumber shit from comedians named the talk shows.
So I was like, is this real?
Come on, stick a pole in, it sounds made up. Yeah.
It does.
Welcome come to on, Pirates Whore. Oh, what is it? Five dudes doing stand-up. Oh, okay. Someone, Pirate Whore, sure.
Someone definitely Googled that shit. Because I know, I thought if I was in New York, I'd be like, I got to see Flim Flam at the Blimba. And these guys are hilarious.
And he goes, yeah, I do this thing called Blimblam. And they hosted the Flim Flam. And I'm like, all right, gotcha. I gotcha. Loud and clear.
I'd have tried that. What is it? That's in Brooklyn? Okay, I'll be there. Yeah. By my nose right now.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt because if it's a regular segment on something that they're doing and if it's a real thing, then I'm just like, what's the point? I think we got all the information we're going to get no matter how many questions I ask. I am not going to be the one. Goodbye.
Yeah, it's at the world famous Flim Flam. What is it? I do a thing called Blim Blam.
It could be a restaurant. It could who's be a first? Website.
Yes. Right.
It could be a bar.
Nick, we don't know, dude. We're trying to be fans. What are you
Tony
doing?
Pizza.
I'm trying to throw my money at you.
I mean, all his shit is ridiculous, quite frankly. So why wouldn't there be a show called Blim Blam at the Flim Flam?
Right. Honestly, go get the website now.
Yeah. I'm going to charge him $1 million for his attitude.
Yeah. I did want to say, so the Sadia thing is interesting because I think it, at least as an audience member, it feels like Keith is very like unbothered most of the time in our minds, like comically bothered sometimes, like I'm mad at this movie or whatever. Right. But a lot of times whenever it's like a interpersonal dispute, whether you agree or disagree, Keith's like rationale is normally pretty like, yeah, but they're being silly or whatever. And you're like, oh, I guess he don't really give a fuck. He's already figured it out in his head. He's not revisiting. It's done. But I think he now has access to possibly three and a half emotions.
Right.
Over the course of the show. Yeah.
Some people don't.
An expansion.
Some people don't know. Keep that in mind. They think they can.
Right.
They think they can clever me. Mm-hmm. But I have extra emotions.
You got some extra emotions now. So it has to be triggering to a person that's been gaslit his entire childhood and adult life by his own father as recently as trying to fuck his ex-wife.
Yeah.
That I think when I hear you share the story on the show, in this case with Nick last week with us and him, also with Craig, it feels a little like you just need somebody to be like, you're right. This is crazy. This is not, it's not fair. What's happening to you? Some of the things that are being said about you aren't true. That was the feeling I was picking up, is not that like you need support or you'll feel like, no, they are right. But just you need someone to be like, what is happening to you is not, this is not normal or cool.
Yes.
And we don't think you're trying to tell this person they need to kill themselves or whatever thing that kind of sounds ridiculous on its face without you, you know, like would sound ridiculous happening to anybody. I think it is that the feeling, I guess,
I think
of why
so.
You're sharing on the show.
You make complete sense. You know, when Craig says how, you know, thank God you didn't take that 4:30 in the morning video call. Part of me is like, a different version of me would have, you know, what is the line? We do hang out every Wednesday. I did have people in my house a month ago. Maybe it confuses. So why wouldn't I just take a video call at 4:30 in the morning? It wouldn't be so fucking crazy. But I didn't for this reason, and it's nice to hear I was right.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people get quiet with conflict, right?
Yes.
You know, it's like we all become a little bit Switzerland. It's like, one, we don't want to get involved and have shit happening to us that's happening to you, right? It's like, that's your shit. Good luck. And then also, like, you know, you kind of don't want to, like, encourage anything or necessarily like feel like you're making the choice for somebody or discourage something. So I think it can feel like everybody has gone through this with someone at some point. It can feel lonely a little bit, like, fuck, if I tell people that they just feel like I'm the one who's egging it on, I'm making this happen.
But also you want things to be on the record, you know, so that if something does happen, you know, you can say, well, I've talked about it. And
which goes along with something that Keith says on the show about people putting shit on the record. Like, it is consistent with his point of view, which is, yeah, don't just give these people a pass or suffer in silence or, you know, don't say it. Just say it. Let everybody see it, because to him, that he finds that to be the most prudent, believable way of navigating it. I'm not saying other people's ways aren't valid, but it checks with what Keith promotes for people on the show. It's just like, don't let somebody do something to you and then you just don't say shit.
Especially when shit like, you know, you're sending a company. Now, who cares? Because I think it's a scam company that you got. But you're telling a company that people are, you know, if I was the company and I got an email saying American podcasters are trying to kill me with your by sending me your knives. If I'm the company, I have to wonder, do I contact somebody now?
Actually, right. You don't wonder that.
You do it.
Send it right to, you send it to your lawyers that you already have because you are a knife company.
Right.
That's not, there's no, there's protocol and there's no way you can ignore that.
Yeah. Right. Knife company lawyer, that could be the new child rapist lawyer. Anyway,
and then, you know, I'm almost 50. We've seen all these tricks in one way or another. I know what Sadie is trying to do. You know, she doesn't think I'm going to get confused by like, was I trying to send you a knife set? She knows I know that I didn't. Right. So she's hoping I'll say, no, there's a misunderstanding. I don't want you to kill yourself and boom, we're talking again.
Right.
Fuck off.
Because the whole thing is to keep you hooked. Whatever it takes to get your attention again. And once you realize that that's the trick, you know, you can dictate it now because a lot of times these people want the game to be played by their rules. But with Keith coming out and speaking, all of a sudden you broke the rules because they were supposed to control the game. Cause I know you're not going to control the game. I'm going to come out. I'm going to say what happened so that your side isn't the only side that's out there for people.
No, also he's been made aware of things that have been said to other people that.
Right.
Corroborate his side of things. So it's just, I don't know. It's like, what, I'm supposed to just sit on this? Like, you're literally telling other people, like, oh, I know what I'm doing. It's like, I got to tell people this because there's other people, once again, being in Switzerland or whatever, who think support, you know, it's like the Free Britney shit. They think support is, no, support is everything you're doing is fine. It's good. There's nothing wrong with what you're doing. As opposed to me, sometimes support does look like, hey, you should probably talk to somebody.
Right.
Get some help. You know, like what's going on in your personal life? Like what's like, this can't be about this podcaster and this joke that's taking over your life. It's not, it's gotta be something else happening.
And people are one things to be simple because they want their life to be simple. So they jump in. It's like, well, I could see both sides of this, this Keith Sadia thing. I'm like, that's impossible. That's impossible because you only heard me talking about it. If somehow you see the other side, how? Yeah. Then that means I'm lying. So how would you see my side? I see the side. So you know what? Then people have to know the whole story because I don't need you out there seeing both sides because it's impossible. And it means I'm doing something wrong. And I'm not.
Yeah. That being said, I see both sides.
No, I could. Karen, I mean, you know, I could.
You can go to the poll or whatever.
I can't go to the poll.
The poll was, are you on strike right now? Maybe it's the writer's strike. Maybe it's a different strike. Maybe it's a hunger strike. Who knows? Are you on strike right now? 8% of our audience is on strike right now.
Well, okay.
I voted yes.
Yeah, I guess I didn't vote because I'm not on strike, but I did get a shirt.
You voted no?
Put the strike.
Okay. All right. That
so I guess I'm on the strike too. If you're on strike, we're on strike as far as I'm concerned. So that's two votes right there. Right.
I mean, your bank account is on strike right now.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You're on strike. Everybody on the household is on strike.
That's true. Does go out the same place.
As far as I'm concerned. So yes, I guess I am on strike too. one more thing. Talking about the strike. Something I learned talking to them, I didn't realize that they reused the signs.
That's funny.
So that'd be hilarious. You holding up somebody else's sign and up underneath it, this was not my joke, or this was used yesterday.
It's just funny. It's just funny that you write a joke on day one, it's got to go the whole time of the strike, man. Fuck, they did not think that out. They need some whiteboard or some shit, dog.
Yeah,
these are the funniest, talented people on the earth. They need to be able to put pop culture and current events and
washable all kinds markers.
They need to be dry erase. What is happening here?
Yeah.
Some of these signs, they look like, you know, I don't know, Rod Spelling Bee test.
Yeah, exactly. Mike Lawrence was like, I physically can't write and I still wrote my sign. And now, like, Mike got to live with that the whole strike.
Right.
That's not fair.
No, that's not. And so I just thought that was hilarious. They didn't think about recycling. KATG episode 3670 suboptimal with Ben Rosenfeld.
That is correct.
Okay. Wow, two. Let's go.
Let's go.
Was he an asshole?
No, he was not an asshole. In fact, I just I saw him perform at a show in New Hampshire just yesterday. No, he was there. He put it together. Kyle was performing, but we left before he performed. But I'll assume he did great.
Did you leave because y'all are breaking up and there's an argument? And
was somebody spying on you,
watching
you?
Justin told the chat.
We'll say that again.
Did y'all leave because y'all really actually breaking up? And
I see.
Somebody's.
No, we was getting late.
All right. See some video of some car door slamming. We'll find out.
I said New Hampshire. I think it's Connecticut. It's one of those. Could be Maine.
Okay. He has facial blindness. You have roadmap blindness.
Yes. Oh, I follow the map. If I'm like, this doesn't feel right, I got to still follow it.
Roger has white woman blindness, and that's hilarious.
I have, especially with actresses, white woman facial blindness.
They make them all
it's a real
same.
Thing. Is why I guess I always err on the side of not calling people racist when they confuse black people. Cause I'm like, dog, I got it. I don't know what to tell y'all. It's a real fucking condition. I'll be watching entire fucking seasons of shows and be like, wait, ain't that the actress from Jessica Jones or something? Like, what? No, those are completely different white women, Rod. What the fuck?
Silent trailers.
Yeah. So I don't know. I couldn't really even get mad at him for this. I was like, fuck, man, I got it.
A lot of people look like Tom Cruise.
It's not our fault, Hemda. It's Hollywood's fault. They the one picking the same motherfucker over and over again. So every woman got to be a 90-pound blonde.
Same height, same hair colors, same skin tone.
Right. Now I'm racist because y'all all use the same fucking surgeons and shit. Right. Come on, man.
Y'all put the same model car different year and expect me not to be able to tell the difference between a 93 and a 94 version. They all look the same. Oh, also, when a war happens that you can't call a war, do you have to use a thesaurus to figure out how to get around that? Like, how do you be like, is it a, what do we call this?
Well, I think they call it a training exercise, and it's been going on for quite a while. And a
lot of training.
And the exercise should end now because people are dying, you know?
Yeah.
But
it's
yes.
It's an argument.
It's a discussion they're having.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when you go on a double date and the couple's arguing, but they're calling it a discussion.
It's the start of a conversation. Finally.
Yeah. We're just talking. You're like, I don't know. You're talking very loudly at each other.
Very, very sternly. I hear anger in these tones.
Is it okay if I jump in during the talking I'm overhearing? Because
for the Bud Light is losing money because they didn't please anybody. That's why they're losing money. You made the conservatives mad, and then you made the other people mad that was like, I'm going to support you. You know, their bars are like, we're no longer selling your beer here. You know, people are taking it off the shelves. And so what happens.
Everyone will be right back. You know what I mean? You put an away message on your little ICQ. You thought you were clever. And you're going to come back in a week and be like, maybe Coors Light isn't the same. I don't know. And then Coors Light would be like, haha, we are Bud Light. And then we'll all be like, oh, that's so funny. What's over there? A butterfly? That's nice.
I would love to be...
The day that Bud Light dies, America no longer exists and we are China.
I would love to be a fly on the wall in an LGBTQ bar the first time a motherfucker do order that Bud Light, though. Somebody got to be the first.
The party gonna stop.
Like, the second person gonna be all right, but that first motherfucker to break the boycott... Oh, I want to be there. Like, they're probably going to be like, yeah, let me get a Bud Light.
Bud Light. It's not like it's a mojito or something nice.
Right. In the glass, please. Not in the bottle. Thank you.
They're going to be like, say a little loud.
Can you just pour it? Can you pour it under the counter, please?
One Bud Light?
No, I think I said Corona. I think I said...
Pretty sure you said one Bud Light.
Let's keep it down.
You know what's weird though is like on the things it says Coors Light and Buddy Light. <Pretty good. laughs> Can I have a Diet Buddy, please?
Well, by the way, we talked also about Martha Stewart being one of the four covers for Sports Illustrated. So is a transgender woman, right?
Yes.
Kim Petras. She's in that video with Sam. What's his name?
Mm-hmm. And they're mad about that too.
Yeah.
Well, which weird. So people are mad about that, but they have to pretend they're fine with Martha Stewart. Like, that must be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing about,
they're probably mad about both.
Yeah, probably are. And the thing about
who's jacking off the magazines? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Karen.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What is it? Fucking 1983. Who cares who's in the magazine anymore? Who cares? Right. No one's jacking off to these anymore. The Sports Illustrated, it's a throwback jack off if anyone's even doing it. So what are you even mad about? You're just mad that the people exist. You're not. It's not like, oh, you really fucked my jack off this year. I gotta wait 365 more days. I hope y'all don't put any trans people in the episode. Get the fuck out of here.
Megyn Kelly used to be on Fox News. You know, she's the one who said that Santa Claus is indeed white, like Jesus. Then she had a morning show that canceled because you can't be shocking. So since you can't be shocking in the morning, you're just boring. Right. Now she does radio. I don't know if she has a regular show somewhere else. But anyway, I did hear that she said
co-host is Santa, turns out.
Right.
Yeah.
Very embarrassing for us.
It was an egg on my face.
But she said this Kim Petras, a transgender woman being on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, she feels bad because it's going to confuse young boys.
What? Confuse them in which way?
They're gonna masturbate but know something's off but finish through anyway.
Yeah. Now they're gay according to the laws of jacking off, everybody.
That's not how
you know it's little boy. She saw a grown woman's body and thought about little boys masturbating.
Right.
That's interesting.
Number two, none of the little boys are jacking off the magazines anymore, guys.
Think about the children. Think about what they'll masturbate.
Right. Yeah. Think about them, guys.
Thinking about this. Oh.
Those kids are going to be jacking. Yeah. Also, it's weird that none of them are worried about the kids getting a complex jacking off to Martha Stewart. Yeah. Right.
I'm not going to know what age I like after this. I need an octogenarian
up in this motherfucker.
Yeah. I like them good and old.
Apparently. Ooh, now I'm attracted to old people. Ugh.
Yeah. Oh my God, I can't get off if they're not like baking me a pie on the windowsill.
The only thing that happens when Martha Stewart, it looks like that on the cover, being 81 years old, is that women go, fucking, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, is this what I'm supposed to?
All Photoshop and shit.
Yeah.
Like when I turn 81 and maybe I'm about to get laid, is it like fucking gonna be expected to be on the cover of some magazine? Like, I cannot. Yeah. I never was able to. I cannot. She's not. The other one's not. The trans person's not. Oh, by the way, welcome. You can't either. None of us can.
Right.
And we have to keep discussing what we can and can't do based on Barbie on the cover of another fucking magazine.
Right.
Correct.
See, we now realize none of this is true. Not the trans one, not the 81-year-old, not the 16-year-old who's pretending to be an adult. Why are we even looking at her like that? And what the fuck is happening? And everyone's in a bikini? Fuck out of here. At the beach, we're all pretending we don't see each other. This is the cover of a magazine. Just what is this conversation that I'm having with myself looking at these? What is your story? What is your 1,000 words when I look at this nonsense?
Yeah.
You know what the 1,000 words are? I don't think about aging because it doesn't even cross my mind. I'm not trying to be beautiful.
That's a lie. And that's the grift. And I think
everything in your counter says anti-aging from the time that you first buy makeup. Don't tell me you're not thinking about aging, because as soon as I sit down to get my makeup done, they tell me exactly what they need to cover up. And when you airbrush me, you tell me how to get old, not to. What? None of these messages are positive. You can put all the woke shit you want on there. You could put someone who's half black and half white because they have alopecia or whatever. Mm-hmm. Not alopecia. Mm-hmm. All of this shit.
Vitiligo.
You can put the vitiligo and then say, no, well, now we believe this is, but you don't believe any of that shit.
Right. No.
All of those faces just say Pepsi to me.
Mm. Yeah, and I agree, and the grift.
That's the only
is,
brand name I can remember. Because fuck off
good.
With your.
Nah, it was good. It was you're a good. Bar. It was a bar. Don't even go back. No, clean it up. It was good. A bar.
And the grift is, people complained about the airbrush, but when Megan Thee Stallion actually had a photo of herself unairbrushed, people complained about that too.
Yeah, so, not, oh, there's no, so, there's so, no so, winner here.
There's no winning. When you get the shit, there's no airbrushed. All their flaws, all their to the light.
If Martha Stewart would have been on there with the wrinkles out, it would have caught hell too. It's right. Just,
but at two wrinkles, it's like I say when Pink acts like she's not lip syncing when she's doing aerial flips in the air. I'm like, just then in the lip syncing add. And make one note go off course, you know? Just two wrinkles for Martha then. No, I mean, at least show in the newspaper, you know, shawl by Louis Vuitton, face by Adobe. Just let me know.
Well, you know what's interesting with her? I guarantee you they did leave a couple wrinkles in. I guarantee you they did. They're like, you know what? Leave some crow's feet, guys.
They thought they did, but that was just a page fold. That's not really a need.
Like, I feel like there's a version of this. I feel like there's a version of this that's the most touched up and then the least touched up. And they went like second most and were like, we fucking did that. Oh, yeah.
I saw somewhere if you were getting your book signed by her, she would iron her page extra. with a clothes iron. Yeah. Crazy.
Anyway, I love that felon. I have nothing but good things to say about her.
Me too. Her and America's Sweetheart.
I believe in second chances, and
she's been adding edge to Snoop Dogg. He's, you know, he's had a soft, cushy, you know, backdrop of life and whatever. But now he's fucking hard ass.
Yeah, I call him America's Sweetheart.
He is,
and he's working with a former felon. And I'm glad he's helping rehabilitate her image, but I do worry about her tainting his image. You know, because I saw one day she had a quote where she said she was waiting on her friend's on her friends to die so she could fuck their husband.
She sure did.
And I said, God damn, Martha Stewart, you are a gangster. Yeah. Don't say this around Snoop.
Did she really say that?
Yes, she did.
It was an hi.
Mm-hmm.
She messed those cakes up.
Ew. Is that a joke?
She throw those 80-year-old cakes on them. Mm-hmm. Get chopped to smithereens.
Mm-hmm. You better watch your man if you want her friends.
Okay, don't leave your man around Martha. Okay,
true player for real.
Don't let her find out he has insurance on you either. Jeez.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
She done did crime before now.
It's true. She knows what time feels like. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did she mean it though, or was it just rap lyrics that she's writing with Snoop?
Okay. No. Mm-mm. Okay. Nah, Snoop would never say something like that.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he's a class act now. Yeah. Selling Coronas, all right?
When a bitch get an attitude, don't you like it?
Yeah, dropping like it's hot.
Yeah. And the last thing is last week, and we were there, and they were there, and so no notes.
Mm-hmm. Great job. Wait, we did the poll?
Did we do the poll? Sorry, what was the poll?
No, we didn't. Ben has phase blindness.
Mm-hmm.
Hemda thinks it's called not giving a shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that
too.
I have name blindness. Sure. Do you have face blindness? 17% of our audience says yes, they have face blindness. I didn't know it was an epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I do. Honestly, at one point, y'all were doing such a jag on the face blindness. I thought, did they invite him back just because they had so many face blindness jokes?
No, we gotta get them all out.
I completely forgot. And also, behind the scenes shit, he has to be on.
Okay. Yeah. It's like a 10, 15 minute jag, and I loved it. But I'm saying the jag was so good. I was like, yeah, you can't let these jokes go to waste.
All right. Okay.
Come up with some more jokes. You got to bring them back again.
I'm going to use that 15 to find my new type 5.
Type 5 is in there. Right,
wrap it up.
Who in the audience has face blindness?
Mm-hmm.
All right, one person. That's plenty. Here we go.
You guys heard about this face blindness?
What's your name, Bob? Let me tell you a little something about Bob.
Yes, I love me. I love five.
I got a type 1.
I love a forced segue from a comedian. It's the best. Like, oh, the weather is crazy out here. What y'all know about facial blindness? Like, what?
And that took a turn.
They must got 5 minutes of shit on this.
That was the show also where I was talking about the choking on the F train subway. And Kenda wasn't having it. She says, if you don't know the fucking facts, don't tell me nothing.
I mean, you're the one who brought it up again. Did you watch the video yet?
There's no video, Henda. Okay. There's no 15 minute long video.
Reference to a video.
Yeah, but I saw a little of the video. I saw a little bit of the choking, but there's no 15 minute video because nobody would have saw it coming.
It's edited. There's like transcript of the audio to it, but they didn't put the full video out. And then the transcript of the audio has extra time that's cut off at the end where there's people being like, "You're killing him. He's choking." And they're being like, "No, no, it's not." And it's like, "He just shit on himself." And everybody like, "The shit was already like that." And like, well, yeah, I'm sure 10 minutes of that is pretty incriminating. Sure, that won't play well in the courtroom. Yep. I guess we'll find out together.
Yeah, yes, my part of the story doesn't really matter that it's different than who's that guest name already? Ben. Then Ben's part of the story. Ben saying the guy was violent, and I didn't know how much violence there was. To me, that has nothing to do with my point being, you're going to kill somebody 15 minutes of choking. You can't choke somebody out for 3 fucking minutes. You're going to kill them at 15. You're going to kill them at half of that. We just heard about choking with George Floyd. That was my point. It doesn't mean we don't know and got to play dumb now.
If I may.
You may.
There was some confusion.
I know you see both sides.
One moment.
Yes.
There was some confusion. And in to my defense, half of what Rod just said was not mentioned. And you guys were confusing. Then you said on top of it, you didn't watch the video.
Right.
Then I went to the forums and 3 paragraphs, McGee was on my side. And
right.
I must be fucking confused about something. And I opt out of this whole thing. I'm sorry for what I am to be sorry for.
I was hoping you saw that.
Shit. Whatever it is, I'm wrong. I don't even care if I'm right. I'm wrong now.
I feel like as soon as Keith brought up Kid Rock, him was like, "Oh, he's on that side." Okay, yeah, y'all probably probably on the song.
I don't know. I don't even know which one of the characters 3 paragraphs McGee wrote from, but right. That's what I saw. I said, Hemda was right about it, and I was like, "Ooh, who's saying that? God damn it! Good night."
Last thing you want is a congratulations,
thanks, buddy. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, like, finally, I'm being reckoned. No,
somebody saw what I was good. Damn, my life.
And then after Keith wrote, "Sounds good." Oh no,
no.
Oh,
yeah, Keith, and I'm like, I don't want to like Keith. Sounds good, but yeah, sounds good.
How's that person never be like, man? Nobody really likes what I be saying.
He is. He loves it.
You scroll down the forums. Everybody likes. There's somebody that likes almost every comment on a forum post. Except you, buddy, all the time.
We could have been best friends. Now he's got to be my worst enemy.
There you go.
That's my life. That's my fucking life. When they talk to the Marine, 24 years old, who did the choking, he says that it has nothing. People think it's about race. It has nothing to do with race. I didn't think that necessarily. Yeah. I judge a person based on their character. I'm not a white supremacist. I mean,
oh boy, wow, this is a lot of words from like only a racist. It's like if I didn't know the story and you said like, hey, did a racist say this or is it just like words? Like the question was, why'd you choke out an asshole? And here's the answer. Racist or not racist, I would have to pick, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit comical. It is a
Hilarious. All the words. This is so funny. He shit on me. And I was like, no, it came like that. That's cool.
Everybody who's ever met me can tell you I love all people. I love all cultures.
Who can say that about anybody? I can't even say that about Rod and Karen.
Jesus.
Love all people.
Jesus gets us, all of us.
All of us. Sin.
That's the fucking ad from the last episode, all right? Don't give them extra.
That's true. You know what? He didn't pay for this one. Next week.
This was not sponsored by
He
them.
Still loves you, but come on.
Also, you were taught how to kill old people.
Yeah.
That's what they taught you.
This is going to be the next Jesus ad, by the way. He gets the man that kills the homeless dude and the homeless dude.
Marine infantry classes, they sit you down and tell you how to love people all over the world. That's the Marine infantry.
Right.
Okay.
Also, why is it in every fucking article, dude?
When they talk about Marines,
ask them about that.
When they talk about Marines, they go, gotta be honest, the most lovely people, the Marines. Yeah. Out of all the branches. Yeah. No, you say they're the most badass.
If there's somebody, if I said pick one type of person that's going to hug you to death, Marines.
Yeah, at the top of the list?
Marines.
That bear hug grip.
Their job is someone points Right. And they go kill that person, except nobody points. They just go, here's the name. Last we found them, they were in this country. They might have been moving east.
They're so badass.
Oh, Marine? And by the way, you're living on berries for a while because we can't tell anybody you're going over there. Thank you.
Marines are so badass, we don't even count them as part of the Navy, really. Because everyone thinks the Navy is a soft one. It's the one that's like, ah, oh, the Navy. The hoity-toity wearing that little sailor cap, sweeping, doing musicals. Not the fucking Marines. We don't treat them that way.
I wonder if that movie...
Thank you all for your service.
I wonder if... Well...
Depends on the service.
It depends on who we're talking to, this fucking guy.
Only Keith can say that. Only Keith that's can say that because he can have a whole house with no down payment.
I beat Halo... I beat every Halo, so I feel like I put in the time.
You could tell
I
by
know
my...
what it's like to be a space marine. Keith's only a human marine.
I love all people. I love all cultures. You can tell by my past and all my travels and adventures around the world. I was
name one world.
I was actually planning a road trip through Africa before this happened.
Oh, Lord!
No, what? Is this real?
Hey, I didn't see the whole video. Which there was none of. So
a lot of more people to choke over in Africa. I'm just saying.
Maybe it's 14 minutes of cool as fuck shit. Yeah. And you just saw 1 minute where a guy's dead.
It's him.
I stand by my statement. I stand by my 1 minute statement that you can play back where it says where I got confused and where I got straight. And I feel like I can move on from this now.
I think also what was confusing is that Ben gave he was trying to point out the dichotomy of it, of he was like, there's one group of people that are saying this man was being violent, he had to do this. And there's another group of people that are saying this guy just jumped on this random black man for no reason. Right. And I think he was trying to point out the extremes of both sides. And that's where it ended up getting
Keith
confused.
Keith and Ben did a great job. Obviously. So clear. So sorry, me.
Neely allegedly began yelling at other strap hangers and throwing trash.
This is way more information than I had the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Penny, the Marine, said he can't go into detail about the events that definitely happened because of a pending case. They happened, but he can't talk about them. But he indicated, but they have a lot of witnesses too.
Okay.
But he indicated that it wasn't like anything he ever experienced before. He went overseas in the Marines, but what was happening on that train, Kanda? This you should know. Yes, you got to kill people sometimes. What happened on that train was something he's never seen in war.
You know what? Yesterday, I went on the train for the first time since years. This is the booziest shit ever. I did not know. I blooped my way right in there.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, bloop, bloop.
One try, okay? And you know to the second when the train is coming. Mm. You never have to wait in vain. This is crazy. It shows you maps that you can touch.
Wow.
Touch screen. I don't know. Like it's
maybe I'll take the subway next time.
Did you Did you see a free range?
Sounds awesome. You bloop it. You can go into it, right? Okay.
Yes.
So hold on. There's more. Now you can touch maps that people sneezed and shat on.
Well,
and it comes
them.
On time, Keith.
That's the
don't skip
thing.
That. That's huge.
Yeah, and didn't they have y'all MTA workers now do free range where they was like, get at them boots, walk around? Did you run to some of those people?
Well, we ignore the MTA humans. And
okay.
Because
okay.
That's not a good idea. It's not good to interact, ask them questions, nothing. You interact with the robots that we've been privileged to have now that tells us in 3 minutes this is going to come, in 5 minutes this is happening, in 9 minutes. I mean, it is amazing.
Did you witness any murders?
Just rats.
Okay, not this time.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, just rats.
Can't be lucky every day.
Nope.
They got places to be too, I understand.
Yeah. Well, you can watch the rat parade like in the tracks while you're waiting. Mm-hmm. You got 2 minutes.
Well, anyway, Kenda loves the subway in conclusion.
In conclusion, everything's all right. Go on the subway.
Go on the subway.
It'll be fine.
Except the F train, where, again, this is something
well,
the Marine...
Well, they said it's the F train. You're not even allowed to say F words. You're just going to say,
true.
Go on an F train? Okay.
True.
What's next?
It's kind of on you.
Now name trains. Who feels lucky?
This wasn't anything I'd experienced before. This time it was much different. It was different. And then he paused and said again, this time was very different.
All right.
Okay.
You should have started crying.
The city medical the city medical examiner says that the guy's death is a homicide, of course, because it came from the choking. He's free on $100,000 bail, the killer. Wow. He was merely trying to defend himself and fellow strap hangers from threatening a homeless man. But when asked if he would take action again, if he were in a similar situation, which you'll be asked that on the stand, I have to assume, he said,
right.
You know, I live an authentic and genuine life. And I would, if there was a threat and danger is present.
He's out on bail? That's crazy.
I always do what I think is right.
Right. What do you think is right? Well, I'm not racist. Wait, what was my question?
Is his lawyer in the background being like, shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
If you're faced with all these challenges, you have to remain calm. What's the point of worrying about something? Is he worrying right now? Worrying is not going to make your problems disappear. Well, you could get 15 years. I guess you can worry a little.
Yeah.
I attribute this to my father and grandfather. They were very, very stoic. That's a compliment.
They also raised $2.5 million for him in like a GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? I wouldn't really love, this is sarcasm, but what? Are you, what do you think you're donating to, really? Like, what is the real thing you're thinking? Because even if you saw the video or whatever, there's not a thing that happened to him where you're like, I gotta get this guy $2.5 million. He gonna need it. Like, what?
Yeah. I would think that they were raising money for the guy who died because you gotta bury that fucking guy too.
Yeah.
Right, of course.
Who's burying him if you can't find who he is?
Someone like, no is, one's right? raising $2.5 million for the 12-year-old who shot somebody at fucking Sonic. You know? Right. Like, this is so wild to me, man. Wow.
We went to, when he was in the Marines, we went to Kuwait, Bahrain, Oman, Jordan, Greece, and Spain. We stayed off the coast of Iran for a bit. That was during the droning days.
Perfect tourist time. The weather was great.
But
the
never
sand
saw-
was a perfect level.
But this guy's eyes on the subway, you had to be there.
Let me tell you something. These scarves, these Arab scarves, they're good in the cold. They're good in the hot, you know, because they're light, but the sand won't get in your face. Like, you have one of those, you can travel anywhere.
They do be wearing those in the movies. That's a good point.
Good point.
I never thought about that.
Yes, the F train being fuck them up.
And also, sometimes you got to choke a person to death.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving the Marines was a tough transition. I really missed the interaction. I missed the adventure. Of course you did.
Who's the guy? Where is his lawyer? I'm not even on his side, and I'm like, this is so fucking dumb to be saying these things out loud.
The lawyer is probably actually trying to reach for the mic while he got his hand stuck out.
Yeah.
You know how he had his hand stuck out? You like, see, like, two hands reaching across for the mic, but it can't quite get it. That's the lawyer.
Like, low-key, I want him to keep talking because it's just going to make the case worse, but also high-key, I'm like, maybe shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's like, why are you paying me to be here?
Yeah.
If I was the lawyer, that would be the next question.
Oh, boy.
Well, everybody, we're coming to the end of last week. You have anything else, Rod?
Oh, no, that was it. You did great. Everybody was good. It was fun. I love it. Love it all.
Thank you.
Love being here.
Thank you for Keith and Hinder for taking out the time out of their busy, busy schedule to do this with us. Literally couldn't have done it without you.
Well, thanks for booking us again. I just want you to know that it's important for me to reach my quotas of jokes, and I hope that once again we came to that. And if I didn't, I just want to thank you in advance for giving me the leeway and the space to make it up for next time. I understand some of these can be rollover jokes. If they're not, I get that I'm on a different plan. If you could just let me know and pay the difference. But yeah, thank you so much. I'd like a big shout out to everyone listening. Please vote for me so I can come back again. This is very important to me. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's have them back. Let's
do it again. I mean, if there's
another
announcements, I mean, you're a shoo-in. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, I was on the fence, but you convinced me. Do it again.
Too. I mean, we are going to consult about it, but you know what? Let's make the decision now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what, you guys? Well, I'm sorry. All week I work and I record and I'm like, who's listening? But two people are listening. I said, if one person's listening, we'll do a wrap-up show. But two, thank you guys. Thank you.
This is more emotional than Daniel Penny talking about killing him, man.
Yeah.
I have 4.5 emotions, so, you know.
Oh, that's, shit, everybody getting upgrades.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to Q&A next time to get to, I know it took the week off, but gotta, it just means more fucking for us, you know?
More fucking for us. No, I can get laid.
Somebody got to make the difference.
2 weeks of fucking, bruh, that show's gonna be 6 hours, okay?
Y'all gonna have to take all types of breaks. So I'm looking forward to that newsy. So if nobody has anything else to say, y'all have a good one. Thank you for listening, everybody. KeithandTheGirl.com.